How to Love Yourself After a Breakup by Max Jenker. Guides on how to love yourself after a breakup often make people squirm. Some believe self-love is generally a hippie idea with no scientific grounding. Some believe it's a one-way ticket to self-absorption and narcissism, and others believe it consists of nothing but vocacious phrases riddled with utter placebo nonsense that make one feel better only superficially. In reality, self-love is none of that. Self-love has a solid base of empirical research behind it, excluding it from being some hippie nonsense. It also doesn't lead to self-absorption and narcissism. It leads away from those things, and it's far of an accumulation of empty fluff phrases. It's a whole branch of psychology, a whole science. Another crooked belief people have about self-love is that it's something you're either born with or not. This is also complete bullshit. The rate and intensity by which you're able to love yourself after a breakup, as well as the amount of self-love you possess in general, is not a predefined trait you're born with. It's a skill you learn and get better at. An intro to loving yourself after a breakup. Most people become their own worst enemies post-breakup. This is unsurprising considering how many of them have been conditioned to be tough on themselves to get through hardship. As a result of this mindset, they tend to develop the following dysfunctional habits. They criticize themselves for not being the best partner they could have been and for making mistakes in their love life. They belittle themselves for thinking they are less worthy than their ex or other romantic prospects. They judge themselves for being too shy, forgiving, emotional, or needy when interacting with their ex or, again, other romantic prospects. They ruminate on past mistakes, engage in what-if-type scenarios, and get stuck in the infamous could've, would've, should've pattern on repeat. Enter self-love. While there are many ways to explain the concept, at its core, it really boils down to one simple idea: treating yourself like your own best friend. Once you're able to pull this off, you can easily fend off all the dysfunctional habits I listed earlier. But it doesn't stop there. Learning how to love yourself after a breakup helps you improve virtually every area of your life. It helps you cultivate better relationships, improves your sleep, it encourages you to stick to healthy habits, it increases your self-esteem and awareness, and it makes you more psychologically resilient. 6 simple ways to practice loving yourself after a breakup. Some of the activities and tips below are based on the work of Neff Christine and Brené Brown. They're also listed in no specific order, and the list is far from exhaustive. These are only the ways of loving yourself that I've seen work best firsthand. 1. Treat yourself like your own best friend. Grab some writing utensils and settle down somewhere you won't be disturbed. We'll do some writing. That said, you can perform the following by talking to yourself too. Either way, the most important thing is to keep doing the exercises throughout the next few weeks, because eventually they will help you form a blueprint for how you relate to yourself long term. And that's when it'll put you also in a better mood. Step 1. Notice your inner critic. When you catch him at work, reflect on what he's telling you. Try to be as accurate as possible. Note in the inner speech verbatim. What words does he use? What's the tonality like? Cold, harsh, pissed off? What are the key phrases he keeps using? Where are his critiques targeted? Your neediness, low self-worth, weird quirks? Get a clear sense of how you talk to yourself. Note everything down. You want to fully understand your inner critic. Step 2. Soften the inner critic's voice. Once you've noticed your inner critic doing his due diligence, soften his voice. However, do so through self-love rather than judgment. For example, instead of telling your inner critic, "You're such a bitch, leave me alone," or "Go away, I'm trying to love myself here," say something like, "I know you're trying to keep me safe and point out ways I can improve, but your criticism and judgment is not helping at all. Stop acting that way. It's causing me unnecessary pain." Step 3. Reframe the inner critic's observations. Basically, imagine what a loving and compassionate friend would say to you in your situation. You can tell yourself something like, this adversity has nothing to do with your worth as a person. It doesn't lower it, diminish it, or bury it. It doesn't affect it at all. You're okay. Maybe you just made a few mistakes as everyone else does. As sappy as it sounds, you can also use physical gestures of warmth, i.e. hugging yourself, stroking your arm, or holding your face tenderly in your hands to call up the emotion of kindness within you. Because of our mammalian caregiving system, we'll always respond positively to being held or rocked or hugged or embraced, even if we're the ones doing it ourselves. For some reason, our brain just doesn't know the difference. 2. Change your negative self-talk to a more realistic variant. This exercise is an offshoot of the one above. The thinking goes that amid heartbreak, we usually get trapped in the habit of talking down to ourselves. We may say things like, I'm a piece of shit for screwing up my relationship. Recovery is pointless. I'll never be the same again. I'll probably fuck up my future relationships too. These remarks are just faulty generalizations. Now, the worst thing you can do is try to twist them into their positive counterparts. I'm extraordinary beyond measure. I'll reinvent myself. It's gonna be quick and easy. I'll never fuck up my relationships again. Contrary to popular advice, positive self-talk can be just as toxic as its negative variant. Both have the potential to hinder your attempts at loving yourself after a breakup and can even turn you into one of those benevolent narcissists that totally means well but is insufferable to be around for more than 12 seconds. So since positive self-talk is off the table and staying in the negative is obviously equally destructive, the only thing left to do is to be realistic about the whole damn thing. Here's how. Negative self-talk variant. Loving myself is pointless. I'll never be the same again. Realistic variant. Loving yourself is not pointless. It's paramount to love yourself after your breakup to sustain a healthy dose of self-esteem and respect. Here's another example. Negative variant. I'll probably fuck up my future relationships too. Realistic variant of self-talk. Considering the number of people on Earth, I'll probably find one who's a good fit. And yeah, maybe I will fuck up that relationship too. But I shouldn't let one failed relationship determine my mindset about all the future ones. For best results, write down your negative thoughts and their realistic counterparts. Don't just think about them. 3. See how ordinary and boring your breakup really is. Thinking that your breakup experience is abnormal only alienates you from everyone else and makes you feel special. Truth is, virtually everyone has gone through a breakup. And most people have it way worse than you. This is a tough pill to swallow for some people. But your breakup really is nothing special. Once you realize this, you'll find that loving yourself becomes far easier. To achieve this realization, talk with other breakup survivors. That said, if none of the people you know are currently heartbroken, don't worry. Thanks to the internet, there are many online breakup recovery groups where people from all walks of life discuss their heartbreak and help each other out. Find and join them. Another thing you can do is volunteer. That should get your struggles into perspective. Perhaps join a help crew at a homeless shelter or spend time in a childhood cancer ward. There, you'll find suffering much worse than yours that will make you realize you're actually doing pretty good. Hence, the prospect of loving yourself after a breakup will become much easier. 4. Acknowledge and validate your pain. Your breakup pain can physically hurt you, but if you constantly run away from it or try to suppress it, you train your brain to believe that it can. As a result, you feel more fear, anxiety, anger, and shame. And because of these negative emotions, loving yourself becomes harder. But by acknowledging and validating your pain, you can short-circuit this process and accelerate the expansion of self-love. Let's unpack this idea. Acknowledgement translates to A, avoiding distractions while in pain, and B, addressing your pain by saying to yourself something like, not gonna lie, I feel like shit right now. This may sound simplistic on the surface, but it works. And even if the acknowledgement doesn't give you immediate relief, it still does something way more powerful. It trains your brain not to fear painful emotions, and it builds confidence. Now, after you acknowledge your pain, simply remind yourself that it's okay to feel it. That's what it means to validate it. You could say to yourself something like, okay, so I feel like shit at the moment, but that's okay. Nothing wrong with feeling this way. I'll grow more resilient eventually, and things like this won't hurt me as much. Think of validation as a pressure release valve on pain. By validating it, it grows less powerful and intense. Sometimes it even fades entirely, at which point, as you'd expect, loving yourself becomes much easier. 5. Get some space. For one, cut your ex out of your life and don't contact them anymore for any reason. Or at least distance yourself from them if you still need to stay in touch for logistical reasons like having kids or pets or because you're working or living together. This is technically called going no contact, and you can read a whole article on this topic on my website maxjankard.com. Anyway, after doing this, go on a trip for the next few weeks to unwind, a minimum of 2. On this trip, focus on the following. 1. Reconnection. Reconnect with who you are, what you care about, and what you stand for, your identity. 2. Clarity. Work on getting stillness and peace of mind despite the crushing emotional riptides circulating around your heart. 3. Enjoyment. Relax and indulge in what you love to do or think you would love to do. This trip is essentially your time to be selfish. To really amp up self-love during it, experiment with the following modalities: mindfulness, reflection, meditation, journaling, gratitude practices, qigong, yoga. Generally, getting some space away from the conventional worries will help you find yourself again, and you'll have a much better chance at starting to love yourself after a breakup, after that happens. And don't get me started on how energized you will feel afterward. 6. Forgive yourself. Forgiving yourself can be a challenging process, but it's an essential step to loving yourself, as well as improving your mental health and emotional well-being. Here are some tips that will make the whole process much easier. Acknowledge and take responsibility for what you did wrong in your relationship, and don't bullshit yourself. Consider how your actions affected your ex and yourself. Understanding the impact can help you see why it's important to forgive yourself and move on. Practice self-compassion. A good way to start is by applying all the previous activities I listed until now. Use your mistakes as an opportunity to learn and grow. Consider what you could have done differently in your relationship and how you can prevent another breakup from happening again in the future. Instead of dwelling in the past, focus on the present moment. Set new goals for yourself, create new healthy habits and routines while breaking the bad ones, and take steps toward building a better future in general. Remember that forgiving yourself is a process, and it may take time. Be patient with yourself and seek support from friends, family, or a mental health professional if needed. Always mind intentions when trying to love yourself after a breakup. Regardless of how you're approaching self-love, there's one thing you should always keep in mind: doing it for the right reasons. If you're doing any of the activities from this article or any related ones because of outside influences like a friend, family member, or me telling you to do them, then that's not true love, at least not an effective form of it. But if you're doing these sorts of activities because you want to do them, because you believe in them and that they will help you, then you're doing self-love the right way. Love yourself the right way.